keeping Chicago local in every neighborhood. Here's your neighborhood news, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's community bank.
This is Kim Gordon, WGN Radio's neighborhood news reporter. It's my job to explore what makes Chicago's communities unique. In this episode, we take you to Archer Heights. The Chicago Food Depository has a recipe for success at their community kitchen. The program that trains underemployed and unemployed adults is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. Director Carmela Galicia says the program's 14 weeks.
They're involved in everything we do in the kitchen. So that's knife skills, food preparation. They're making bread, they're making cookies and salad dressings. We are preparing hot meals and cold meals and preparing a salad bar.
The $8,000 tuition is free along with other benefits.
They get transportation, whether it's a weekly Ventra card or a gas card if they have a car. They get breakfast and lunch, and lunch is part of the work that they do in the kitchen. The training that they get is while they're preparing lunch.
The average student is about 41 years old, and many are looking to turn their life around.
About 30% of our students have some sort of conviction in their background, whether a felony or misdemeanor. We have some students who might be coming from a shelter. But we have many students who might be couch surfing, who might be staying with family or friends because they don't have their own housing. We have some students who don't have a GED or diploma.
She says over the past 20 years, 90% of the 1,200 students who've graduated from the program get a job.
If they're looking for an opportunity for employment and they are ready to learn, that this program can lead them to that employment.
For more information, you can go to the Food Depository's website at chicagofoodbank.org/CCK. Until next time, I'm Kim Gordon with WGN's Neighborhood News, brought to you by Wintrust, Chicago's community banks.